Thanks, Andrew. The Agriculture Minister has been accused of ignoring sheep farmers by imposing compulsory electric tagging. From the 1st of October, the tagging will come in. IFA County Leitrim Sheep Chairperson Kevin Comiskey says it's astonishing that Minister Michael Creed would impose further costs on farmers on the same day that the EU has proposed a 5% cut to the Common Agriculture Policy.
Yeah, there's huge anger out there at the minute with farmers. Just thrown at us at the blue announcement yesterday for this compulsory tagging from the 1st of October. It's going to have a huge impact on farmers and a huge price increase in the tags. The tag that you had for going to the mart was costing about 25 cents, and it's going to be up to about 1.40 now for a set of these electronic tags. And it's just all basically to suit the factories and the department, and the minister is just playing with them, and anything they seem to want, they get it, and it's all down to the cost and the farmer.
So how much extra cost could this mean for farmers?
Well, it'll be costing at least, it'll be about €1 to €1.10 per lamb, that if an increase. So it's a 100% increase on the price of the tags. And along with that, then, on top of that, there has to be a mechanism bought, a unit like a wand, what they call a wand, for reading the tags. That has to be bought, and for reading them, that you'll have them electronically done to record all systems going to the mart, going to the factories.
We know that a lot of farmers are struggling at the minute. The fodder crisis has been well publicised. This is going to be another extra cost. Could some farmers go to ground here because of this?
They could, of course, yeah. So there'll be an awful credit problem out there at the minute, and especially in the sheep sector. Like, it's a very low income sector, and the minister done absolutely nothing to aid sheep farmers in the fodder crisis. And we've been on to him and asked him on different occasions, and he introduced the transport subsidy, totally unworkable, but it was of no value to sheep sector. And this is another cost to just add on the top of the thing after going through 2 years now. This is the second year of a real hardship crisis. And the minister never woke up or said anything about it until the television cameras was blown for Moy and Cork. And he stood in beside a Dairy Gold where they were importing the stuff. And he should have been ashamed of himself. It was Dairy Gold started off importing fodder in from the UK, and he didn't act on it himself and stood in front of the cameras.
And you can hear more of that interview on tonight's AgriWeek from 9 p.m.